Good evening, everybody. Dr. G, Spirit Tales and Magic. Thank you for being here to listen to the podcast. It's been a really crazy day around the office. The paranormal quality of this place is unbelievable. Number 5 on our countdown tonight is titled Mysterious Voice. So we're going to do a little background. Disembodied, the definition, I believe that's an adjective, not having material body, bodiless or discorporate. Then if you talk about the other kind of voice that people talk about in our industry all the time, that's an EVP, which definition roughly is sounds that are found on electronic recordings that are interpreted as spirit. Or spirit voice, or communications with something unknown, whether it be residual or intelligent. Parapsychologists had a field day with that in the late 60s and in 1970. Many scientists consider EVPs to be pareidolia. That's the tendency for perception to impose a meaningful interjection on a random object. An example would be, outside of EVPs, would be, say, the human ability to see shapes or pictures in your paneling or make something out of randomness. Think of the Rorschach test where they show you the ink blots. And a friend of mine always says, or seeing the picture of the Virgin Mary in your toast. I apologize to our lawyers for that. They're not going to like it. Tonight, our number 5 is in 2015, I believe. 25-year-old Jennifer Grossbeck was driving home with her 18-month-old toddler, Lily. Her car hit a cement barrier and crashed upside down into a river. A fisherman spotted the wreck in the water 14 hours later and immediately alerted the police. Officer Tyler Beddoes was the first to arrive at the scene, and when he spotted an arm through the window of the submerged vehicle, he and 3 of his colleagues immediately jumped into the water to see if they could find a survivor. Now, at this point, all 4 of the men heard a woman's voice calling out to them, "Help me! Help me!" Feeling extremely motivated by the chance to save a life, the men pushed themselves hard to get to the car, only to find that Jennifer Grossbeck was dead and had been for quite some time. Lily was hanging upside down, fortunately, out of the reach of the freezing waters. The officers initially did not see her. But as soon as they were able to turn the car upright, they saw the little girl and immediately got her out of the vehicle. She was unconscious, but her eyelids were fluttering, giving hope that she might be alive. She survived after being rushed to the hospital. Police officers don't know where that mysterious voice came from, but they credit whatever it was with motivating them to get into the water faster, which no doubt saved baby Lily's life. That's a disembodied voice. What's your disembodied voice? Have you ever heard one? I have in my time. Several of them, actually. The first one was at Woodrow One, and if you listen to the podcast, you'll know where that was. And this is the first haunted house that I ever lived in. Now we're going to touch on something that I was lightly asking not to, but it's in print if you know where to look. So I'm going to do it anyway, because that's how we roll. In the we'll call it the middle of a Russian swampland. Not far from St. Petersburg, actually. There's a rusty iron gate. Looks like it's been there for a very long time. Beyond the rusted bars is a collection of radio towers, long time abandoned. Buildings and forgotten power lines, bordered by a dry stone wall. Why is that significant to disembodied voices? Well, my friends, this place is long thought to be the home for a ghost radio station. Now, that's what you heard, a ghost radio station. I believe it is MDZHB. That's M as in Mary, D as in David, Z as in Zebra, small h as in Henry, capital B as in Boy. This sinister, if you will, location is the focus of a mystery which stretches back to the height of the Cold War. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the last 3.5 decades, a dull, monotonous tone has been broadcast every few seconds. It is once in a while joined by a sound that has been described as a ghostly ship's horn, like you would blow in the fog. And once or twice a week, a man or a woman will read just a few words in Russian. And I can't go into explanation about how I knew about that place, not at the moment, but the day will come when all that wonderful stuff I can't tell you, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Anyone can actually hear this. I believe it's at 4625 kilohertz. That's 4625 KHZ, shortwave. So if you have access to a shortwave radio, which sometimes you can find at your local pawn shop or the thrift store, if you tune into that frequency, you will eventually hear it. It's so enigmatic. It is as if it was designed with conspiracy theorists in mind. To this day, this station has a following of tens of thousands of listeners. They lovingly refer to it as the Buzz. And it's not the only one. It joins two similar stations called the Pip and the Squeaky Wheel. Fans of those stations, all of them, will readily admit that they have no idea what they're listening to or why they're even listening to it. In the town that I grew up in, we had a telephone number that you could call, and we called it the Outer Limits. It was just a tone going from low to high and low to high. It would repeat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I would probably not be out of line to say that 3/4 of my graduating class knew about the Outer Limits phone number. It was easily as big as time and temperature. You're going to see a lot of ghost shows on TV about a lot of EVPs and disembodied voices. What's your disembodied voice? We'd love to know. The countdown will continue tomorrow night. And we have many things planned for the future. Please share. Tell your friends. SpiritTalesAndMagic.com. And select podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, a private group of the same name. You can join it, and we can have some further discussions. Until then, my friends, thank you for being on the podcast, where we always say, There is indeed a world unseen, a world that exists all around us, all the time. And every now and then, for whatever reason, we catch a glimpse of it, and the dead get in. Good night, my friends. We'll see you inside your mind.